Democrats in the Colorado House have announced plans to try to amend a land use gutted by the Senate. Senate Bill 213 has the governor's support, but has faced opposition from local governments. One of the newly proposed amendments restores the contentious proposal for statewide control of zoning. The state Senate took out that zoning provision last week. Adoption of those House amendments will mean dueling versions of the bill will require resolution in the final days of the session and will likely put local government representatives, the opponents of the bill, back to square one. Denver City and County reduced the default neighborhood speed limit from 25 miles per hour to 20 miles per hour. Crews began installing the new signs yesterday. New signs are part of Denver's Vision Zero plan, which aims to eliminate all traffic-related deaths by 2030. The reduction applies to Denver's local streets, meaning roads without stripes, typically in residential areas. The city hopes these significant changes will alert drivers when they exit highways and arterial roadways and onto neighborhood streets. According to Denver's Department of Transportation and Infrastructure, crews will install between 2,000 and 3,500 of the new signs across Denver, which may take upward of a few years to finish. The Colorado Department of Transportation is ramping up efforts to repair potholes throughout the state highway system. KGNU's Ryan Bigham has the story.
CDOT is advising Colorado residents to be aware of short-term lane closures as repair teams mend potholes caused by the abnormal amounts of snow and ice this winter season. Throughout the coming weeks, state highway drivers should be prepared for rolling single-lane closures and potential travel delays. CDOT Executive Director Shoshana Liu stated that this increase in maintenance activity stems from the change to warmer weather, a necessity for long-term repairs. Drivers can find information on highway conditions on CDOT's CO Trip Planner app. For KGNU, I'm Ryan Bigham.
Denver City Council is considering legislation that would expand parking restrictions on abandoned vehicles and so-called junker cars. However, homeless advocates and the American Civil Liberties Union of Colorado worry this may unfairly target people living in their vehicles. Previous laws regarding parking time limits, large vehicle parking, and abandoned vehicles make enforcement difficult, and the new legislation aims to get around that. The new legislation would expand the junker car vehicles to include non-motorized trailers and expand what vehicles are deemed unsafe. These cars would have to be moved out of the public right-of-way within 24 hours instead of the previous 72 hours, which could push people into homelessness. The bill was expected to go up for a final vote this week, but has been pushed to next Monday. A skier in Summit County has become the 11th person to die in an avalanche this ski season. Eli Kalin reports. A skier in Summit County has become the 11th person to die in an avalanche this ski season. A 31-year-old Colorado man, whose name has not been released, was caught in and killed by a backcountry avalanche near Breckenridge on Saturday, according to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. The avalanche occurred at about 13,000 feet elevation. The man's girlfriend reported him missing, prompting an aerial search that identified a snowslide. Rescuers skied to that area and found the man's body under about 20 inches of snow. Backcountry skiers and snowboarders are being warned of increased avalanche danger. On today's National Bike to School Day, expect a partially sunny and warm day with highs near 80 degrees in Boulder, Denver, and Longmont, with a slight chance for rain this afternoon. Tonight will bring thunderstorms and lows near 50 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Alyssa Palazzo.